This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again. We're in our third part of four on the first signs of spring, which is my metaphor of getting started again. Earlier, I talked about first growth and how first growth bursts forward, but it requires preparation, planning, pruning. Then I talked about first fragrances and how those are markers of the fruit that is yet to come. I asked you to spend some time thinking through if you're smelling anything right at the moment. Yeah, I know. My metaphors get really weird sometimes. But are you smelling the fragrance of the first fruits that are coming a ways off? Are you seeing progress or are you getting bogged down? Today I want to talk about being bogged down. I want to talk about vulnerabilities. Or what do we do if things don't go right? I said earlier that we'd had the worst frost, the worst freeze, actually, in 20 years. We grow a large portion of the world's citrus right within 100 miles of my house. A $1 billion crop annually of oranges, grapefruits, lemons, tangerines, pomelos, you name it, we grow it. As of today, $800 million of that crop has been damaged. That's 80% gone. Oh, they're still there, but they're failing fast. You open up a frozen orange about 5 days after it's frozen, and what you see is emptiness. The water leaves it. It's dry. It's a husk. It's drying out. And they literally shrivel up on the trees. Some of the farmers are trying to rescue them by juicing them, but that doesn't always catch a lot of the crop. Looking at oranges in particular, or looking at citrus in general, we have sort of a double whammy because the last year's fruit do not completely ripen until the winter time, and they start picking in the winter. So the freeze not only hit last year's fruit, but it hit the beginning of next year's crop. There are buds on those trees, too. There are new flowers forming. And, of course, at the tip of the branch is the most susceptible to freezing and damage. And so, really, we've lost pretty much 2 years' crop. Next year's crop will be very small, and maybe they'll get back. But that's only if it doesn't freeze again. So it's a hard time, and there are many people demoralized and out of work. There's a saying that I just made up which says, to farm is to trust God. And sometimes it doesn't seem like God is there. Whole communities are unemployed right now. Not only the farm workers, but the farm owners, the business people that provide services. It's a whole section of our communities. A whole part of our country is without work. How can this be? I really don't know. I don't have a good answer. It seems like if we trust God, that things should go well, but then they don't. So what does that mean? Therefore, we don't trust God anymore. I don't think that's a good answer either. But I have no easy answer. I can't change the path of the weather or know all of God's reasoning. I can say that even in the struggles, when we are very vulnerable, some good does come out of it. So how about you? What sort of vulnerabilities are you struggling with? It could be a wide variety of things. Perhaps it's something related to the last season. Maybe as you've gone through the last few months of your life, some things have happened. You've gotten frozen. You're in danger of your new growth being damaged. For maybe others of you, it's not something that just came on in the last few months. It's a whole thing that just comes and keeps going. It's in the background. It's part of your landscape. It's what you see in the morning when you wake up and what you go to bed with at night. It's just there, and it's always part of your life. But maybe instead of making you excited and happy as the days get longer in the Northern Hemisphere and warming up, you are finding yourself feeling sad because everything else is new, but you're not. Probably there's too many options there to answer in the remainder of the program. But I want to talk a little bit about how we manage our vulnerabilities. One of the ways is that we lean on outsiders. We lean on those people that are around us. We lean on close friends, family, coworkers, other people from the countries in which we're living who've become friends. Transparency and openness can go a long way towards giving you a sense that you're not alone, because one of the greatest things that contributes to feeling out of hope and powerlessness is the sense of being alone. Involve yourself with other people, even if it just feels mechanical or like it, there's nothing that you seem to get out of it. The involvement with other people will have an appreciating impact on you, and that it'll keep you from just continuing to focus down and possibly even getting depressed. So getting involved with other people is the first thing. What's the second thing? Really making sure that your health is in a good place. Oftentimes when we feel vulnerable, our diet suffers. It suffers in both extremes. We eat too much or we eat not enough. And in both cases, we probably are not eating the right food. So much of our emotional health is enhanced or detracted by our nutritional intake. The same applies to sleep and exercise. So take care of your body as you get going on things. Thirdly, don't focus only on your daily evaluations. It's not at all unusual for you to feel like, oh, Monday, that was awful. I was bored to tears. I was angry. I was upset. Oh, Tuesday was no better. That happened. They said that, and I just exploded inside. Wednesday was okay, but by Wednesday afternoon, I started feeling bad again. You know, you go through this. If you evaluate each day, you may find that you have good parts in each day, or maybe every couple of days. And I go for the good parts. I'm unashamedly an advocate for focusing on the positive in vulnerable times. All you need to do, sounds so easy when I say it that way, but if you focus on the good things, it's amazing what happens. Inside the warring that goes on, you say to yourself, I'm just not going to have a good day when you're feeling bad. But when you start focusing on the positive, a little bit of expectation creeps in. I wonder what's going to happen today. Is it going to be better or is it going to be worse? I'm going to go for the better. So those are three things that you can do. Get with people, manage your diet and exercise, and focus on the positive. It's not rocket science, as I say so many times, but it is some things that you can do that will make a difference. We will always be vulnerable. We can't control the weather, and we can't control many aspects of our lives, no matter how hard we'd like to think or believe that that is true. We can't control it, but we can control our reactions. We can control our responses, and we can start anew. We can determine what it is that we want to do and make those corrective actions. So on that positive light on a vulnerable subject, I wish you well. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.